This is Louisa Clarence-Smith from EG, and I'm with Andrew Scrivener, Chief Executive of European Land, on a go boat on the canal just by Merchant Square. Andrew, can you talk a bit about why and how you got the go boats here?
Okay. Well, the idea originated from the fact that Paddington has been slowly regenerated since the late 90s, but it's in multiple ownerships. So we, as European Land, own a large chunk of Paddington Basin. You've got British Land, who are major owners, Land Securities, Derwent London, and we've all got individual developments dotted around Paddington. But the one thing that connects us is the canal. And so we, as part of our Paddington Partnership Drive, where we all sit together and look at how we can make a difference, we decided that we would invest in a fledgling business called Gobo London. And help them promote people to get onto the water. So there's two guys that have created Go Boat London with some electric boats which take 8 people, and they bought 4 and we bought 4 as a partnership, and that is a way of starting to connect people up and down the canal within the Paddington Basin area.
And you've also got a floating pocket park which opened last week. Can you talk a bit about that?
Well, that's all part of this drive to connect people with the water. The one thing that Paddington has got that's very special is its canal. And lots of people don't know it's here. So the go boats are designed to get people up and down the canal and connect all these spaces within Paddington. The pocket park is designed specifically as part of Merchant Square, where people can actually, who don't want to go on a boat, have only got 10 minutes, can actually get onto the water, onto a truly floating garden. And just completely relax. So, you know, whether they are a resident in the area or whether they're an office worker, you've got somewhere that you can step off dry land and just experience the calm of being on the canal. And we're very excited because it's not intended to be a corporate space, it's intended to be a truly public garden, effectively. And as part of that, we're launching it into Chelsea Fringe. So this Friday we've got Chelsea Fringe talks, because we're passionate about the garden itself as well as what it can do for the place. And we hope that people will come to Paddington to see that garden and enjoy all the things that we've created here that it has to offer, whether you are an office worker or a resident or just a visitor to London. I mean, it works alongside, we've historically produced some stunning bridges as well up and down the canal. So we've got the Fan Bridge and we've got the Hedwick Rolling Bridge. So it's all part of this process of creating animation and creating a sense of well-being in and around the Paddington area.
Is it fair to say it's for both office workers and residents to enjoy?
Sorry?
Fair to say it's for both office workers and residents.
Absolutely,
to enjoy?
Absolutely, because I think the we've got over 1,000 homes directly connected to the basin. We've got about 1 million square feet of office space just in our ownership. I'm a great believer these days that the day of sitting in rows of desks in your offices, you know, is disappearing fast. And what people need is they need places to be creative. And I think creation comes from the freedom of mind. And I think what we're doing here at Merchant Square is trying to create spaces where you can immediately get that break the minute you walk out of your office door. So whether you want to join with a few friends from the office and just jump on a go boat after work and have a glass of wine, or whether actually you want a floating meeting room to come up with the next Hoover, I think these is a wonderful way of creating that kind of interaction, so that when you rent 1,000 square feet of office in Merchant Square, you get 10 times as much space for free out in this external environment, so that you don't have to go and find another venue in order to find somewhere to be creative. You don't have to rent another space outside of the normal working environment. You just step out your door, sit on the garden, or jump on a boat. And that is what we are trying to create. So this holistic space where people can add real value to the working environment through things that we're providing as part of that stake.
And are all the partners in the Paddington Partnership investing equally in this?
Yes, so we all look after our own estate, so we look after Merchant Square. We're just now going past the Brunel Building, which is a Derwent London development, and then we're just about to go past Paddington Central, which is from British Land. But in terms of, for example, the Go Boat, that's an example of where we have all joined together in order to fund 50% of the Go Boat fleet. So there's 8 boats now, 4 of which are funded through the partnership, which is our contribution back, effectively, to providing that connectivity and creating Paddington as a consolidated place, not a series of individual developments.
And was it something which you agreed you would do, or something that you would invest in as part of your agreement with the council to build here, or is it something you've just come up with?
No, this is just something that we sat down and said, you know, we had a meeting in Westminster a while ago, and sort of a brainstorming session about how do we make Paddington more than it is at the moment, which is a series of developments. And that's what started to spark the idea. But so that's what got our minds thinking. But no, as a partnership, we sit down as a partnership on a quarterly basis. We share notes about what each of us are doing, and then we also then actively engage in joint projects, of which Go Boat is one of those, in order to make a difference to the place as a whole. Another one of our projects is to dramatically increase the Legend of London signage in the area, because actually lots of people don't even know the canal exists. So we've also invested heavily into upgrading all the Legend of London signage so that people, you know, when they're passing, get an inkling of what's going on, and they can find their way through A to the canal and B to all the wonderful things that, you know, all of us are doing as part of this location.
And did you have to do a lot of community consultation?
We obviously do that in terms of if we're doing any major building planning applications and so on. One of the benefits of what we do here is that as European land, we still look after much of the ground plane, everything between Edgware Road and the Paddington Station. So we look all after all of that ground plane. And so we get lots of feedback because we have our own staff out on that area at all times. So with the guys you see in green jackets, you know, they're there for people's security, but they're also there to help people, and that's their primary function. But what we do, we get a lot of feedback through that process about what people like and what they don't like. You know, the garden has been fantastic because, you know, we kind of came up with that idea in isolation. We put it through a formal public consultation and got very positive feedback. But nothing like what we got when we started building it, because people were just so excited. Because actually, public consultations, some people come to, but lots of people don't. But when they start to see something really physical, you know, they get very excited about it. And the number of people that we've had feedback, you know, standing at the Harris fencing waiting for the garden to open, has been fantastic. And I think everybody has really been pleased with this idea that we've had, which is to connect through the water, because it has been seen as something you have to cross, not something that you can enjoy.
Can you say how much money you've invested in?
I don't think that's a conversation.
Fair enough. I suppose other developers listening to this would be thinking, you know, that's great, they're creating this incredible place. But do you also think that will have a knock-on effect on the commercial success of, you know, the offices and the residential that you're building?
Yeah, well, clearly, you know, we're a long-term owner in this environment, so it's in our interest to create great environments because it supports the value of our existing assets and our future assets. So, you know, it's a closed circle. So we invest in the location invests in us. And I think, you know, it's the benefit of having control of an estate is that you can keep investing on that basis, because we've been here since, you know, the late 90s, and you know, you need to create something, obviously, because you end up with a blank sheet of paper. Then once you've created it, you build some of it, and then the benefit we have here is that we have to live with it, and then we live with the estate. If we understand how people use the estate, what they want from the estate, we talk to people walking up and down the towpath to see what they like and what they don't like. And therefore we can adjust our plans, you know, because nothing should be set in stone. Just because you drew a plan 10 years ago doesn't mean to say that you have to deliver that out in 15 years' time, because these estates take a long time to build out. And I think that is the real benefit of what we've got here.
So I think it's fair to say partnership between different landowners and sort of long-term interest is pretty key to regeneration.
Sorry.
Do you think it's the partnership between landowners and having that long-term interest a key to positive generation?
I do, but we're also the partnership also now connects with all of our occupiers, So they do they run a CSR program for all of our occupiers. So it all started with the developers, and now effectively the people that are involved in the partnership will get benefit from the partnership. Are the people now occupying the spaces? So you know, it's a self-fulfilling activity, really. It's a bit like, I suppose in some ways it's a bit like, you know, when you build a residential building, you build it, you look after it, and ultimately you hand it over to the people that occupy the building. And so that the people that take space with this environment, you know, can then really benefit from that, the long-term vision of the partnership, which is looking at it for the future, not just for the building phase.
Do you think it's fair to say the industry, you know, could be better at sometimes at proper long-term regeneration? It can be sort of seen as a sort of token placemaking by the public, and this could maybe be an example of where
I think a lot of effort is going into placemaking, and I think people are realizing that placemaking is not a 2 to 5 year thing, and certainly I think Paddington demonstrates that, is that it if you're going to make a difference, you have to put things in place, which is why, for example, GoBoat, you know, we don't run GoBoat. GoBoat is run by Grant and Julian. It's their business. We're supporting and helping create that and providing them home. But they'll be here long after we will, running GoBoats up and down the canal. And I think that's the way you have to look at it. You have to create something which then becomes self-fulfilling, basically. And if you can do that, then you really are creating something that's worthwhile.
And are there any other plans you have for the summer that we should know about?
Well, we all actually, in terms of the estates, run summer programmes of events. And that's probably the first step that people do in terms of place. So they create an open space and then they create events within those. And, you know, we've got everything from fitness classes to paddle boarding to summer fates. Which I think are fantastic, and we have a program of those. They're on our website, and I'd encourage people to come and enjoy. We're also pushing those activities not just in the day, but they bleed into the evenings, because you know we are creating a place for the community, not just for the people that live or work in Merchant Square. And I think that's absolutely key. The garden is a big part of that. The garden is something that I hope that people from all around us will come and enjoy, you know, and come and find the canal and then maybe go on a boat, because it's there 24 hours a day. You know, it's not just there when you come to work and get home again.
And you've got the free broadband. I'm not sure if you mentioned that already.
Yeah, so in terms of this idea about creating more spaces where you get more value than just the office that you rent. So what we've done on our estate is we've got super fast broadband. 100 megabits per second, or whatever it is they tell me. But the purpose of that is that you truly can step out, and you know, if you want to relax, you can, you know, just throw your Netflix account up and enjoy that. Or if you want to, but you can come out in the middle of the afternoon and do productive work on the garden. And I think, you know, that comes back to this, you know, our best moments are not, and our best ideas are not created when you're sat in a row of desks. You know, yes, you have to have spaces like that, and we obviously provide that. We've got a brand new office building, which is 170,000 square feet, which you know, we're bringing forward and looking for tenants for. But we offer a lot more than just that office space. The whole idea is that we have this open environment where you can go and create. You know, and I think the broadband. External voice is something that really helps that process, because you can still be productive. You can go and sit in a quiet corner of the garden and really get things done when you get, you know, you need a break.
Fantastic, thank you very much.